Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk on 92.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect for his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Your favorite Dwight, is it that guy? Is it Dwight Schrute?
Oh, Schrute.
Is it Dwight White?
Gooden?
Is it former high jumper Dwight Stones?
Ooh.
Is Dwight Gooden?
I'm going to go Schrute. Can never have enough good beats.
I think I might have to go Schrute too, but Dwight White was fun. That guy could play. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Dwight Phelps here. Dwight Basket over there.
Yep.
Anthony just informed us, as you know, it's close. It's close. Guardians win tonight. Astros lose tonight, boom, playoffs. At least the wild card. And the Astros are playing this afternoon, so pay attention to that.
Ooh, that's good. We get to see that early.
Yeah, pay attention to that. You would think, you know, we're too logical with some of this.
Mm-hmm.
You would think the Tigers are just due to win a game. And they're going up against a rookie pitcher for the Guardians today, and they know that they've been scraping, and they got to come up with a game. So, you know, your head tells you, well, the Tigers are due to win one. Your heart tells you, let's go, baby. Let's finish this thing off.
Your pitching's been so good. I don't know.
It sure has. Yeah. It sure has. And Messick's been a nice part of that. You know, the one thing about this team late, and I say late, you know, we celebrated earlier, they no longer have the worst batting average in Major League Baseball. It's the second worst batting average in Major League Baseball. So, see, you're on your way up. But it's been interesting to see this organization stick some young guys out there on the field and actually have them produce. And I, you know, when Anthony Castrovince was with us very early on the show, you know, I mentioned Angel Martinez, George Valera, who's come up. Johnkenzie Noel last year was so much fun, and this year has struggled like crazy, but still. Jonathan Rodriguez is now up with the injury to David Fry. Petey Halpin has made his major league debut here during this stretch. Parker Messick has come up, you know, pitcher-wise, position player-wise. CJ Cephas has stepped in and done a really nice job. I wonder if any of these guys are long-term answers for anything, but it's been interesting to see, to me, here they've brought young guys up in the heat of a pennant race when it's basically, you got to keep winning or you're not going to make it. And they've put together this incredible stretch. And I think the young guys have actually elevated their games. And Rocchio and Arias, you know, they've been here. But, man, they've done a really nice job. And Rocchio, to me, Rocchio looks like the real deal at second base. Man, he's really
especially
good.
Especially defense. I don't think we're giving the Guardians enough credit for how great the defense has been in this run. I mean, just every once in a while, they come up, you're like, whoa. I'm just thinking back to even last night, plays at third, plays in left. You know, the other thing that was weird was in game one, and we didn't really touch on this either, 19 strikeouts?
Yeah.
I mean, the Tigers struck out 19 times. Wow.
Rocchio reminds me of Andrés Giménez at second base sometimes. You know, and he's just, like Andrés, he was a shortstop. You know, Giménez was a shortstop and moved to second base when he got here.
Mm-hmm.
and is as good as anybody defensively in the game. And Rocchio is going that way. And I don't want to get away from the point of this too much. And the point is, you got a chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight. You have a chance to win the division. Magic number coming up. Here we go.
You do know what our longest streak against the Tigers is, too. Like, like winning six in a row isn't anything. We had rattled off 20 straight against them.
Which means absolutely nothing now.
Back in the past. It's not that what they're doing now isn't crazy. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yes, it is.
As far as one team beating another team,
the Tigers
that's
were,
not crazy.
Tigers were a dominant team all season long.
I get that. I understand that part. If you look at it from a sliver of this season, I agree with you on that. But
the Tigers
historically,
stunk for a while.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, these teams are exactly at 500 lifetime between the two organizations. So I just think it's crazy.
Not to get too far down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Would you try and teach Travis Bezzana to play the outfield?
I know you would.
I don't know that I would. But see, that's if they like Arias,
okay,
they're going to play him at short because his arm doesn't play at second base, I don't think. His arm is so big that you got to play him at shortstop. And that means Rocchio plays second. Rocchio looks, man, he's really good defensively.
Right.
I've not seen Bezzana play second base on any kind of a regular basis to tell you if he's a good defender or not. And if possible, and you could turn that guy into an outfielder, that might be what you want to do.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of an arm he has from the outfield.
I don't either.
I don't know what he's going to look like defensively.
Everybody said he can't play shortstop.
Bezzana can't.
That's all right. The rumblings I've heard, which means if you can't play shortstop, it's probably because of the arm, which makes you think you probably can't play the outfield either. Yes? No?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if you're thinking about him, I don't feel. If you're drafting a guy number one overall in college, you would think that the spot that you're pulling him from is probably the spot where he's going to stay.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think you've got a phenomenal option playing second base right now. And he's hitting. And he's scrappy, and I like him.
Maybe you trade one of those two. I really want to talk about trading anybody right now because of where they are. But you're right. They're going to have to find a spot for Bezzana at some point.
The rotation depth is fun. I wonder what that looks like moving forward next year. I wonder.
Not worried about it. Sorry, I'm
no,
not trying to be.
I know.
I know you're. We want to kind of talk about it a little bit. Just tell me what we're going to look like tonight, man.
You tell me. What are we going to look like tonight?
I think we're going to look like the same baseball team we put out there the last couple nights with a different pitcher. What do you want me to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, expert analysis from Andy Baskin.
Thank you. I'll be teaching Mets.
He asked. I threw it back at him, and that's what we get.
Yes, I will be teaching Mensa at the Quad C campus located in the middle of Lake Erie as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I just add another C to Tri-C. I can't think of another C.
I look at how they've done this and who they've done it with, and I keep looking for an answer. How'd this happen? And I think Stephen Vogt, it's easy to say what a great job, except he hasn't been out there, you know, doing it. And you could say, boy, the front office knew what they were doing. Well, okay, except for one thing when it comes to the offense. They've had the worst offense in baseball most of the year. or one of them, arguably.
The front office has got to be saying, yeah, we definitely got lucky here. We get it. We understand.
Well, that question,
if they didn't say that,
and they know
that. Talk about, I have zero respect for them.
They know that.
They know that part of this is luck. There's no question.
Well, the guys started playing well at the right time. And go figure. You know what I mean? Go figure. How does that happen?
Jeff,
it's just fascinating to me.
I know what you want to hear. Don't you want to hear it? You know what you want to hear. 6 o'clock, 70 degrees, a little bit of rain tonight. 7 o'clock, sun peeking through the clouds, 68 degrees. 8 o'clock, you get the moon with some clouds out there, 68 degrees, 38% chance of humidity. 9 o'clock, maybe another chance for some showers tonight, 66 degrees.
Well, we have to get past that then.
So, I don't know, could we be looking at a delay, a possible little sprinkle delay in the 9 o'clock hour tonight? Or maybe a 7:15 start yesterday didn't bother me either, by the way. I didn't think that was that big a deal, did you?
No, I was actually out and turned on the radio to hear the beginning of the game, and instead I heard Led Zeppelin, so I thought I was good to go.
Shower early, partly cloudy. That's what I'm looking at right here. It's my extended forecast through AccuWeather.
It's so strange because, can we be honest? With the streak that each one of these teams has been on, it feels like the Guardians have wrapped up a playoff spot.
I'm not going there yet. Because you really, I mean, this thing could turn pretty quick.
It's so tight. I was getting there, Andy.
I just don't, you like kind of jinxed it a little though. I've been very optimistic.
Yeah, because anything we say in this dusty old studio is really going to impact the guys over at the corner.
You know, so everyone has their own little superstitions. It doesn't matter whether you think you are influencing or not. You know that if you did something, if they were on a 10-game winning streak and you had a bag of M&Ms before that first game, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there the second game and there was another bag of M&Ms, you'd eat them. And if you know what, you'd go out and buy them for the third game. You would do it, and you know you have nothing to do with it, but yet you would still do it because you think, oh, I can't change the ways what I'm doing now because they're on a winning streak. And for sure you would do that with the Browns. You know you would sit in the same exact chair if you knew that they won on a game-winning, wherever they were last week, right? Wherever they were last week, if you were sitting at home watching it on TV, and if it came down to a field goal at the end of the game, this week against the Lions, you will find the seat you were sitting in last week. And don't tell me you wouldn't, because if you wouldn't, you're a liar. You know I'm right.
So getting back to my point, it's a
superstition.
It's a magic number of three.
Yes.
And the incredible comeback and the incredible collapse has made this feel like they've already accomplished something.
They have accomplished something.
Well, they accomplished getting back into it, but they haven't accomplished the ultimate goal for now, which
That's
is
correct.
The first goal, getting into the playoffs. You have a magic number of three with four to play. So, and something needs to give. If they could finish off this sweep of Detroit, it would be stunning. And that makes your magic number one. I would be very confident there. Because the Tigers still have three to go against Boston. Boston may or may not have something to play for. I think they can wrap up a wild card spot tonight. And then you'd have to go out and beat Texas one game. One game. If you can beat Detroit tonight. You don't even have to worry about Detroit. You just take one out of three from Texas and you'd have it done. But I think we all need to remember, we can get over our giddiness as to where this is right now, which we never expected it to be. And know that there's still work to be done. You can be sure the players know that. You can be sure, you know, nobody's getting too giddy over there, the ballpark.
What, again, I thought you guys said this, and I was looking up before the show today, and I'm just not 100% sure, so I just want to, what is the Guardians' magic number just to clinch a playoff spot? Is it still three, or is it?
It's two. A Guardians win and an Astros loss will get it done tonight.
Okay. And the Astros are playing today, right?
This afternoon.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Ooh. That's the easiest scenario right now.
It's so close.
I know.
It's so close.
And that's why I think we have to temper our enthusiasm just this little much. Okay, there's still work to be done.
Yes.
There's still work to be done.
Yes.
There's still a segment to be done.
Yes, there is.
On Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.